spoke about with Congressman Tillman about going into executive session when we come back. I'm going to actually, if the committee is okay with this, jump down to the consideration of appointees for Gaming Enterprise Board of Directors. Does the committee have any objection?
Chair, I have a question real quick. So you're going to table my, are you tabling my resolution?
Well, we would need a motion for that since we were in discussion. So thank you very much for that point of order. Correct, Ms. Caitlin?
No, that's actually not correct. Whoever's chair can just, without objection, you can table it. You don't have to unless you just want it on your minutes for some reason.
Thank you, Caitlin.
Thank you very much for that. Okay, so everybody in your packet, and Congresswoman Rebar has sent us the committee studies. And I just want to verify that everybody's received the committee studies concerning Mr. Pollock and Ms. Carnett. All right, so with that, we'll start with Mr. Bruce Pollock. And
Chair, do you want me to take you through each of them, committee?
That's what I was headed next. Is Congressman Rebar, you have the floor to discuss whatever you'd like to have, whichever direction you need to go.
Okay. So committee, just bear with me. I did not realize as a chair of a standing committee that I was to do a committee study. And in reading our congressional rules, it was very clear and laid out. So that's what I sent, had Shanna sent out to Congress yesterday afternoon. And so you'll see the first study is with regards to our gaming commissioner appointee, Marsha Harlan. So in my study, the best way, you know, what I was trying to get at is that we have to determine if someone's qualified or not in this committee. That's all I'm doing is providing information for the committee. So to do that, I had to go through law because with different board members, there's different law that requires certain qualifications. As I did that, I went through the law and I sent it to Trey to have him confirm for me that yes, you are correct, and yes, there's no other areas that you're missing in law. And so I just, has everybody found the study?
Yes, ma'am, I have.
Okay.
When was it sent?
It was sent yesterday.
What time?
It's with that questionnaire.
4:30. Sir, by Shanna.
Go ahead, I'll find it.
Okay, thank you. So you'll see in my memo, I describe what the rules say and who we're addressing, and then I reference the law. And in those paragraphs, you'll see certain qualifications that are required. So just with the commissioners, what I found in law was that they have to be a member of the nation. And so I had asked the executive branch to verify that, and not just with a membership card, but to reach out to membership office because, and you know, in our law, it says that you can unenroll and re-enroll. And this, so for the commissioner piece of it, you have to be a member. That was provided to us. Those documents at the very end of the study, just so you know, they actually sent a list of all the appointees, which we have 17, but not in this committee. Thank goodness, but most of them. And it talks about the terms and that's irrelevant. What I was trying to pull out of that piece was that they have to be an Osage. So we did verify that Marsha Harlan is currently enrolled as a citizen. It says the commissioners may not hold other nation positions and that they may be engaged in business, provided, however, that the commissioners shall not engage in any business which is subject to provisions of this statute, or which has commerce with any licensee under the statute. And then there's also a piece that says the commissioner shall post a bond with the Osage Nation in the amount of $100,000, and that bond should be shall be funded from the fund appropriated to the Gaming Commission. And so also with our side, we ask that the appointees submit a questionnaire, which she did, and a resume. And so those are provided. And I apologize, you're gonna see duplications of the questionnaire and the resume because they were stamped in at different times, different days, but I felt that it was part of my due diligence to provide the committee with everything. So that's all that I have with regards to Commissioner Marsha Harlan.
Thank you, Congresswoman Rivard. As you look through the qualification requirements, are there any questions from the committee concerning Marsha Harlan's qualifications that are required? So, Congresswoman Rivard, can we just have a little bit of dialogue about, we're just looking to see if she meets the qualifications per the law. And that's what this study is. And that's what this committee is charged with doing. This committee is not charged with interviewing necessarily Ms. Harlan or any other appointees. That can happen as with the whole body of Congress.
Yes, ma'am. As I understand it, and the rules state that we would send, after we look at the qualifications, whatever the committee decides, and we would send it out of committee. I would read the committee report. At that time, someone on Congress can do three things, either a motion to confirm, a motion to interview, or do nothing.
Okay, so that we're all clear. Does anybody have any questions at this point? And is there any movement? And do we have the language in front of us for the movement if we choose to go that route?
Chair, I have a question before you proceed.
Mr. Tillman.
Seeing how this is part of the Gaming Commission and have the director here, I just wondered if you'd had a chance to have any interaction with Mrs. Harlan, and do you feel comfortable with her and things of that nature? So if you wouldn't mind.
Thank you, Congressman. Go ahead. Yes, thank you, Congressman. Commissioner Harlan was a commissioner for 3 years prior to this appointment, and then she did go off of the commission to run, I believe, for another office. She was a commissioner that is very outspoken, and we get along very well, and she is very adamant at following the law with regard to the commission laws and regulations, and she's very familiar with all of the laws and regulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hembree. Any movement?
Chair, I'd like to make a motion that Marsha Harlan to report to Congress with the due pass, or I don't know if due pass is right, that Marsha Harlan is qualified by education and or experience for this position.
And has no legal
and has no legal barriers.
Or ethical barriers.
Or ethical barriers.
Legal, moral, or ethical barriers.
Is it moral to legal, moral, or ethical barriers?
Caitlin, would you clean it up for us?
You sent that in an email,
didn't
you?
Yes, I did.
Well,
2 weeks ago.
Candidate is qualified by education / experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
That's what I said. So moved.
Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All right. There's a motion on the floor and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say yes.
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 Yes. Great. Motion carries. Ms. Harlan will be reported to Congress as qualified and no barriers. All right, moving on. Ms. Rivard, you have the floor.
Thank you. So the Gaming Board appointees were somewhat different because they had different laws that apply to them and their qualifications. And so we'll discuss appointee Mr. Bruce Pollack. And I found the qualifications in the language in 14 ONC 12103L, 12105A, 1, 2, and 3, and 8. And so in the definitions, it says a qualified professional means a person possessing a minimum of one of the following qualifications, which is a bachelor's degree in business admin, accounting, marketing, and or equivalent field, a minimum of 5 years of experience in business management, a minimum of 5 years of experience in casino management, a minimum of 5 years of experience in hospitality industry management, a demonstrable working knowledge of federal Indian law, the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act, and related statutes and regulations, or a demonstrable working knowledge of the gaming management, business, finance, or law. And then also, it states that the board should consist of 5 members, and of course, confirmed by Congress. The reason I added that language, it just states that no member shall be subject to confirmation of Congress until issued a license by the Gaming Commission. And I have validated that through Director Hembree. So Mr. Pollack has been licensed. With the board eligibility, he has to be at least 30 years old. And he shall not be convicted of a felony, and who can demonstrate the credentials of a qualified professional who's eligible to serve as a member of the board, and that the chief shall apply Osage preference in appointing board members. Also, all of those appointed within 30 days had to apply for the license, which was done. And then there's also bond requirements up to the tune of $2 million. And again, that was sent to us to show that they were on the nation's insurance for bonding requirements. He also sent his questionnaire and his resume. That's all I have, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, Congresswoman Rivard. So, committee, we have all the information in front of us. We need to look to see if the qualification, at the very first one that she spoke about, is been met, which is qualified professional means a person possessing a minimum of one of the following qualifications. You guys have that in front of you? Me too. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none, any movement?
I have a question, Madam Chair.
Mr. Tillman?
Okay. Going back to the qualifications for Mr. Pollack, he had to meet one of the following 6. So which one of the following 6 has he met?
That is a good, that's what I'm asking, yes.
And could you go over those 6 qualifications?
Yes, sir.
For me again, just for clarity, please.
No problem. Yes. 1, a bachelor's degree in business administration, accounting, marketing, or an equivalent field. 2, a minimum of 5 years of experience in business management. 3, a minimum of 5 years experience. 5 years of experience in casino management. 4, a minimum of 5 years of experience in hospitality industry management. 5, a demonstrable working knowledge of federal Indian law, the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act, and related statutes and regulations, or a demonstrable working knowledge of gaming management, business, finance, or law.
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
Could you ask the candidate which one of the qualifications he has met to qualify him for this position?
I would be happy to. If the committee was that direct, wants to go that direction, Mr. Pollack.
Sure.
Which qualification do you fall under, sir?
Well, the one where it said I would been running a business for the last 5 years. I've done it for much more than that. But
yes, sir. Go right ahead.
And the Indian Gaming Act. I'm familiar with it.
Okay.
I have been for several years for this reason of knowledge to build the Osage Gaming in Missouri.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Pollack.
Thank you. I went over that this with the chief when he originally talked to me about this.
Right.
To make sure. And this was his decision.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Madam Chair, the qualification requirement has been met.
That is my understanding.
So our duty is, as this committee, is to move that forward to the body of Congress for either interviews or confirmation.
Yes, because he also has his, we have verification that he has his licensure, and he is 30 years old, right, Mr. Pollack?
Yes, I'm 66 years old. And I'm ready to retire here a little bit.
And so the chair is ready for movement.
Chair Lemon.
Yes, go right ahead.
I'd like to make a motion that candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Second.
There's a motion on the floor and a second. Discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries, and Mr. Pollack will be reported as qualified and experienced and no barriers for an appointment to the Osage Nation Gaming Board. All right, now Ms. Rivard, next.
Thank you. This is our final appointee to the Gaming Enterprise Board of Directors. This is Claudette Carnett. It would be the same requirements as it was with Mr. Pollack. And so I sent to the exact same committee study to the committee. Again, she provided her questionnaire and her resume. She is licensed. She is bonded. And I don't know. I guess the license provides the background check. Yes.
Yes,
okay. So sorry. So I think everything we have to make a decision.
Thank you, Congresswoman Rivard. Any discussion? Hearing none, any movement?
Chair.
Mr. Tillman.
I'd like to make a motion that candidate is qualified by education and experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
There's a motion on the floor. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Now there's a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Ms. Claudette Carnett will be reported as qualified and experienced with no barriers to Congress or an appointment on the Osage Nation Gaming Board.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Tillman.
Make a motion to move into executive session.
Thank you, Mr.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Yes.
Please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed? No. Hearing none, motion carries. We are in executive session. It'll take just a few minutes to